Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the iCouple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
And we got a heck of a show. I mean, the NBA, look, I get it. Everybody's talking about the injuries and all the stars that are out, and LeBron's tweeting up a frenzy about it. I get it. And I hate to see these guys injured. I wish every team, every star was healthy. But I gotta say this. The NBA playoffs have still been great. Fantastic, terrific, tremendous. I am enjoying these games to no end.
Who's paying you?
Nobody.
Okay.
I'm just enjoying it. The game, I mean, the comeback from Atlanta last night, the upset by the Clippers yesterday, and now we got the Nets and you know, the Bucks tonight and all the drama. I mean, who wouldn't love this? I know I sound like Rob talking about MLB.
You sound worse than me. I never talked about MLB like that.
I'm talking from the heart. I'm enjoying it.
You sound like you need a little baby oil and you know, a cigarette. My goodness.
Speak for yourself. But, so we will get into all of this. And, of course, we got guests, and starting with John Hollinger, our former colleague, Rob, back at the old place. And he now works for The Athletic, used to be the GM of the Memphis Grizzlies. He went from writing to a GM.
But that's happened to a number of guys. You know that? Yes. That's happened to a number of guys, in baseball especially. Fred Clair, Chris, was a longtime general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, was a sports writer. And Frank Cashin with the Mets was a sports writer, I think, in Baltimore.
But he became GM. Has it happened to any brothers?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? David Kahn, remember all the great things he did in Minnesota? Like drafting Ricky Rubio. Did they draft Ricky Rubio? Yeah. I think he drafted the kid out of Syracuse, the little point guard ahead of who? Was that ahead of Steph? It was bad, though. Yes. But he was a sports writer to start with. All right. So let's welcome in the iCouple crew. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, a.k.a. Tom Crady.
I'm getting ready, C!
He is on the ones and the twos. And we have, of course, not the super producer, Rob G, because, you know, I mean, it's just that time. You know, he's been working for like 10 straight days, so he had to take a vacation day. But we got super producer Lee DeLapp instead, and we are in good hands there. And on the updates, Mr. David Gascon the second. All right, Rob, let's get into it. And let me start this out by saying it, because I know you're just waiting. So I'm going to give you your props. You said yesterday, and we'll get into it in detail later in the show.
Yep.
But you said yesterday you were going with the Clippers. Now, I said they had no chance. Nada. No way, no how.
Right.
And I said it without trepidation, and I was wrong. Props to the Clippers. Great performance. As I said, we'll get into it in detail. And props to you. I know it was luck, but still, props to you for your pick of the Clippers last night. Good job.
I appreciate it. But as I told you before, Chris, you know, like, we do this, right? It's about trying to be right, look at a situation. And
right.
I know, like, you look at it and go, Kawhi's not playing, they can't win. This team has been through so much, and it was just one of those opportunities for Paul George, right, to step up and play. We know he's talented, obviously, right? But he's been disappointing a lot. But he played really well last night and got them a much-needed win. They've done it two times now in two series where I consider this, Chris, you know, franchise turning. You know what I mean? We talked about it with Dallas when they were down 30-11 in Game 3. You remember, about to get buried. They won that game on the road. Here's another one. All right, it was nice. They tied it 2-2. They get the bad news. They could go like, well, that's our season. Kawhi's hurt. You don't know if he's going to play. We don't know. And they went out and they played a good ball game. And obviously other players contributed as well. But it was refreshing to see, like, it wasn't automatic that they couldn't beat them, you know, on the road. That's all. So we'll talk about it in detail.
Well, you know what? Let's stay here. I mean, the Clippers is a worthy story. You know, we're going to lead with it in a later hour. But let's just go ahead and stay here and talk about it. I was on with Colin today, Colin Cowherd, and he said this. And I did tend to agree with him. He said that last night's game, he thinks could be argued as the best basketball moment in franchise history. Mm. And I said, I would say there's two moments that would be the best moments in Clippers history. When Kawhi Leonard and you know, with him, Paul George, went to the Clippers.
I agree.
And Kawhi chose him over the Lakers. And last night. Now, that speaks to the futility of the organization.
They haven't been to the Western Conference Finals, Chris. So we do know where they've been. But it's hard to argue. I mean, I just brought up that other game three in Dallas, obviously just the first round. But they were in serious trouble because we talked about it. Had they lost, right, Chris, this franchise wouldn't look the same. The people might have stopped building that stadium in Inglewood. You know what I mean? Can you stop production?
They might have tried to coax the Lakers to move their
stadium. I'm serious. Right? Like, what are we building this for?
No, it would have been bad. I mean, we keep bringing him up, but, you know, he's our man, Stephen A. Stephen A., did you hear what he said?
No,
I
missed it today.
I don't know if they lost the Dallas series or if they lost this series to Utah, you know, before Kawhi's injury.
Right.
He said he'd move on from Kawhi. I think that's an overstatement. I mean, his thing was you can't build around this guy's not going to win for us. And we got to build around somebody who's in the load management. It's tough. I get what he's talking about with the load management. But the thing is this, Rob. Even if you don't win a championship, Utah is a great franchise. They've never won a championship.
Right. No, you know, they had two Hall of Famers play together, Chris, for what, 13, 14 years?
No, from almost 20.
Was it the same?
It was like about 18. Stockton got drafted 85. Malone, I believe, was 84. They played until 2003 together.
I know Malone was 84.
About 18 years or so.
So, I mean, they had two Hall of Famers play together for that long. They went to the finals a couple times. You know, Michael Jordan was in the way. It ain't no total shame, Chris. You know, like the greatest player ever was in their way, and they couldn't get past them. A lot of players couldn't get past them. So it ain't just them. And they were the number one seed this year, and they played well. It got you a pair of Jordans. You remember Martin Weiss thought they were going to drop out of the top
crazy
four?
Bet.
Yep, with that.
Martin. I wouldn't have bet him something else.
Well, you know, I've been all over him on our podcast because the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast, because Martin has been not having a good postseason. But anyway, last night was a moment. It really was, Chris, and there was just a feel there. You know, like, I know probably, I didn't get the sense that they were going to lose. I know Utah made a run and made it close. What, they cut it down to 4 or 6 or something like that?
I think 4.
4, and that was the moment, you know what I mean? That was like the moment right there.
4 or 6.
Yeah, one of those two.
And this is one of the things I give Paul George great credit for. His 22 first half points were huge. Because, man, Rob, I don't know if I've seen a team that on fire from 3. I guess the one time, remember when Cleveland got their one win in the finals against Golden State?
Oh, they made everything.
It was ridiculous. That's what Utah was doing last night. They hit 17 threes in the first half,
record,
10 in the first quarter. If you hit 10 in a quarter, that's 40. So imagine hitting 40 threes in a game. They hit 10 in the first quarter, and yet They were up by a point after the first quarter.
And only and by, up by five at the half. Halftime.
Right. When I saw that, that did make me think. Now, I did feel like Utah was going to win. But that was, you know, scary if you were thinking the Jazz were going to win, because it's like, hold on, it's doubtful they'll keep shooting this well. And they're only the game is close. If they just cool off a little bit, then you got to think the Clippers are going to be able to take command. Right. And that's what happened.
You always got to remember that there is, Chris, and that's not the, every once in a while a team will be hot and they'll just be hot the whole game. But for the most part, that's those things even out. You know what I mean? There's
right.
a balance. There's
right.
It corrects itself. And you were anybody looking at that say, how did they hit 10 threes in the first quarter? They only lead by one.
Right?
They didn't bury them.
And Rob, I thought now Donovan Mitchell didn't have it going. And in a strange twist, I think their 3-point shooting, he never really got in a rhythm. Because everybody was draining threes so much, you know, that he just really never got his game going. Now, I know the ankle's there and all that, but he never really got it going. And typically you'll say, well, hey, we'll take them hitting threes like that. Yeah, because usually if you're hitting at that rate, you'd be up big and you wouldn't need Donovan to be at his best, right? But last night, because they didn't have the big lead, when they needed him to take over because everybody else cooled off, he couldn't. He couldn't. And so props to the Clippers, man. They showed heart. And again, Ty Lue, Rob, he had Reggie Jackson hunting the defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert, in the pick and roll.
Yep.
And so they get it switched so where Gobert was on Reggie Jackson. And obviously, Gobert's not comfortable out there at the 3-point line. Or at 17 feet or whatever it was.
Nah,
and Jackson was raining threes on him. And that was another great adjustment and move by Ty Lue. They went small, Rob. And
give
so Gobert
what
had to guard.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Ty Lue has made moves, Chris. Made
no doubt.
Changes, not afraid to say, you know what, this ain't working, or we need to do this.
And, or you ain't playing this game, you know what
right.
I mean, to some of the big names. Rondo. He's unleashed Terrence Mann.
He's playing well. Why not play the kid, right?
Yep. So props to the Clippers. You think they close it out tomorrow? Obviously, we'll talk about it in depth tomorrow, but you've got that feeling?
I do. I really do. I think that this isn't, they don't want to make it any harder, you know, trying to win a game seven. I think this is their game to just finally break through. You know what I mean? Like, they've had enough. Last year was nothing but heartbreak, and this year has been nothing but resiliency. I mean, I just can't get over what they've been able to do, the four road playoff wins, Chris, so far. You know, they haven't played nearly as well as they need to at home. So I think here's their opportunity just to win it, bust through, get to the Western Conference Finals. I really think that they can get it done.
I'm not that far.
Are you really?
Yeah, not that far. Look, they could win. I mean, they're in, you know, they're in the driver's seat. Let's put it that way. But I would not be surprised, and I think the Jazz still has a good chance to win this series. I don't think it's a travesty if they lose. Obviously, they're up 3-2. They're going home. You hope they can pull it off. If they don't, I won't kill them. I won't be like, oh, you're up 3-2. How do you blow this? I mean, they are undermanned. They are without – they still got good players, obviously. But they are without their top player.
They're without their star.
So if
and if they were to win this without Kawhi
them.
These last two games, my God.
Right. And if they win it, Rob, I'll see who I'm going to pick. I'm not sure. With Kawhi, I would have definitely picked the Clippers.
Right.
But I do definitely think the Clippers have a good shot.
Okay.
Like, against the Suns, if they get to, you know, obviously you got the issue with Chris Paul. But if the Clippers beat Utah – particularly, either way, but particularly if they beat them in six,
right?
Then they're going to feel great going into that series.
How could they not?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give them a legitimate chance. Because in addition to Chris Paul's injury, Rob, Phoenix is young.
Yeah, they
are.
They haven't been there.
And they've beaten, well, it would be the same with the Clippers without Kawhi, but, you know, The Denver wasn't healthy. The Lakers weren't healthy. So it'll be a good one. I'll make my pick before that series if it happens. But props to the Clippers and great job on them. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your thought on the Clippers' performance last night. Were you surprised? Remember, Rob, most of our callers were with me.
Right. They thought no, nobody they were was done. With me. Right.
Right. So were you surprised? And do you think they close them out tomorrow night in six? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. And this song, of course, is letting all y'all know that this is a TV theme song Thursday. And it's the Golden Girls in full effect.
That's right.
All right. I guess he played that because Rob was right on his Clippers prediction.
Yes, I was. So thank you for being a friend, Chris Broussard. Did I text you at 1 o'clock in the morning? I think I did.
Yes,
I was so...
You know what? It's nothing like receiving a text from a friend saying, I told you.
I told you.
That's it. Nothing else. I told you.
How you?
But that was the big one because you just had... You were like, no, they're not winning. Like,
no.
You didn't move. You didn't budge. You were like, no.
And you know what, Rob? It's one of those things. I don't even regret it because I felt so strongly about
right.
it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, you had conviction.
Hell.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I really was like, no way. But they were. I was wrong. They were right. So, all right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Clippers' great upset last night. What do you think?
All right. Let's kick it off with Trent in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Trent?
What's up, Odd Couple? First time caller. Love the show.
Good
Thank
to have
you, buddy.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rob, that was an amazing pick yesterday. I love the contrarian point of view. You were looking for playoff Paul to come out and have a big game. He did it. Clippers shoot 50% and 40 from three.
Wow.
That's not happening again this series.
Utah.
Coming back. Donovan Mitchell and the boys are going to take care of business in seven. Market.
Okay.
Now, it's very possible. I think, Rob, it's 50-50. I really do. I think it's like, I don't think the Clippers obviously have the upper hand, but I don't think they're in control.
I'm going to tell you why I think it's not, and the Clippers are going to win. They've been through unbelievable hell being down 0-2 in both, being basically counted out. I really think that this has turned the franchise, Chris, because you said that if they win, they're going to do something that nobody has ever done. That's like
right.
That's like what you need to be able to have an exorcism, right, Chris, and get rid of the demons.
Right.
Like, I think that this hard road, remember last year was supposed to be, oh, they're going to the finals, they got everything and all that. And this year, right away, and they get in a hole to Dallas, look bad at home, and people are ready to trash them, and they fought back. I just think they're resilient. That's really what I'm going on.
I'm with you on that because we talked about that in the Dallas series, that if they somehow come back and win this, it could
be a turning point.
Yeah, it could really just kind of remove the cloud from over the franchise. But that's when Kawhi was there. That's
no,
the thing.
It.
He's not there. And now, look, with the injuries – it's not out of the – can you imagine if they won the championship without Kawhi?
Oh, God. It would be unbelievable.
But because who knows what could happen with Brooklyn?
No, you don't know.
You don't know who's coming out of the East. Heck, I can't see it being Atlanta. But, right. I mean, the way injuries are, all it takes is an injury.
Yeah.
And you
really
don't know who you're going to face. And I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility, but that would be shocking. All right.
It would be. All right, Rob in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
How
up,
you?
Man?
Good, good. So I just want to say I'm not surprised that the Clippers won because they have much better role players this year. If you go back to the offseason, the whole media, you know, FS1, ESPN, everybody, Twitter, oh, the Lakers, and I have to talk about the Lakers a little bit because that's who the Clippers are always compared against.
Yep.
Oh, the Lakers have the deepest team, the best offseason, blah, blah, blah. But you saw what happened when AD went down and LeBron had to rely on his role players. He had Montrez. I call him Montrez. He's unplayable. He was the reason why the Clippers lost last year. This is the vindication year of the Clippers. You see Doc Rivers
his plus
over there
minus,
in Philly blowing.
Yep.
Sorry.
Well, no, his also, plus he was in, his he, plus he was an issue in the locker room too.
Yeah, his plus minus was bad for the Clippers last year. That's why they didn't fight to keep him.
Right,
they didn't.
Yep. Exactly. And then you see Doc Rivers blowing leads just like the Clippers blew multiple digit, double digit leads. This is a vindication year for the Clippers. Everybody who defended the Clippers like myself was saying these things last year. Oh, you making excuses. Kawhi and PG are chokers, even though Kawhi's a two-time finals MVP. Everybody's been writing off the Clippers all year. They got no chance. Now everybody's trying to act like, oh, well, they're supposed to make the finals. No, y'all been saying they have no chance and they're chokers. So I just want to say that. I'm not surprised. I know why everyone else is surprised. Because they overhyped the Lakers, they went off the bubble, and they didn't blame the right people for the reasons why the Clippers lost. And that's it. That's
well, look,
thanks,
look,
Rob. Thanks right, for the call. Appreciate
he
it.
Got his chest out.
No,
he got
I don't,
bass hey, in his voice. All right,
I hear you.
Just call
hey,
back if they don't win it. Call yep. back with
or,
that
or
same energy.
Or call if
energy.
They win.
That's all
if they,
I'm saying.
If they
yeah,
wrap
win
it up.
Or lose,
yep.
Call back with that same energy.
No doubt. What about Shelton, who's in Utah? I can just imagine. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Shelton?
Hey, what's up, Rob and Chris? Love the
How
show.
How are you?
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it. Big fan.
Thank
yep.
you.
Yeah, I'm a lifetime Jazz fan, but you can stick a fork in them. They're done.
Really?
Really?
You know,
tell
why
me why.
Yeah. Writing, I think writing's all over the wall with them. I've watched them. You know, they had – this was the perfect opportunity for them to seize the moment and win the game, try to get to the Sun Series without Chris Paul. I mean, they had it all right there, get back wrapped for them, and they folded. And I think you're going to see them give up in the first quarter of the game tomorrow, and
oh,
it'll
wow.
be over after that.
Wow.
Wow. And Shelton, if
That's
you're right,
no faith.
You better call back tomorrow, the next after they play. When they play, is it Friday?
Friday.
Oh, yeah, they play Friday.
It'll be Friday, Sunday.
Yeah, Friday,
no
I think.
Faith.
Yeah,
That's
wow.
no faith.
Okay.
Wow.
No, but I understand a little bit why. If you're a Jazz fan, you're bummed out, Chris, because no Kawhi at home, right? Seriously. You got to win that game.
But do you think they're going to throw in the towel?
No.
Now, look,
I think
if the Clippers jump all over them and they're up by 25, I mean, that's one thing. And even then, you keep fighting.
No,
but
fight,
I don't see them in a tough game, close game, I don't see them throwing in the towel. They might get beat, you know, but I don't see them throwing in the towel.
Hey, let's squeeze in Omar real quick in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Omar?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good, bro.
What up?
How are you?
All right. I'm good, thank you. Hey, man, I think it's still a toss-up, man. I mean, you know, I know Playoff P had a virtuoso. He does that every now and then in the playoffs, so I'm not surprised about that. But more so, I thought it was more Reggie Jackson and Morris,
he
man.
Was
I
huge.
Think they
no,
came
they played
up big.
Well, too.
And also, you know, the insertion of Mann getting more minutes. I think it was more the role players. I don't think Paul George is going to be able to carry that load. I mean, he hasn't proved
but
it
Chris,
as of yet.
Momar,
he hasn't proved it
thing,
as of yet, so I'm just going off the
said,
history.
One thing Chris said, though, is right, that he kept them in that game when they were knocking down all those threes. Right, Chris?
No, and he hit the big shot as Utah was closing, with about a minute and a half left over Royce O'Neal and got fouled.
That was the big shot.
But I hear the call. Like, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Rob. Serge Ibaka came out with the tweet demanding everybody apologize, signing an apology form.
No, I saw it.
I put that
on social media, too.
Okay,
I saw it.
So I didn't know
you
had seen it. But he got ripped because people are – and I get it. Look, as great as Paul George was last night, and he was tremendous, Rob, the series ain't over.
No, I know.
And if they don't win this thing, yeah, people be like, oh, he showed up. But if he doesn't play that well in the next two games and they lose, that's going to be forgotten.
There's no doubt. But the only thing I'm going to say is, had he, like, turned in a stinker with no Kawhi yesterday, Chris, he would have been killed today.
Right.
Okay.
No doubt.
So that's why
but
you got to pray.
Aren't making
you got to give him. You got to give him credit when he showed up. 37.
And
it wasn't like.
Yeah. And
you
I'm giving
give
him
credit
mad
to that.
Credit. I'm
yeah,
just saying,
all.
Don't expect people to all that you haven't
no, I get
done
that.
It yet.
I get that. I get
win
that.
This series, and people, I think, will give
if
him credit.
If they win
like,
tomorrow
you know
again
mean?
Without Kawhi,
they'll give him love.
Game six, it'll be something to talk about.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest was a colleague of ours back at ESPN, went on to make a major move and become the vice president of basketball operations for the Memphis Grizzlies, and now back in the media business as a senior NBA columnist for The Athletic. John Hollinger.
John. Holly,
what is up, man? It's been years
since I've seen you.
Yes, man. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Great talking to you.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I mentioned you went from media into the front office, back to the media. Is there a preference for you? I mean, obviously, being
I hope
in
it's
the
general
office,
manager making more money than being
you
the
make
media
more
guy.
Money, I guess, but it's pressure filled, right? Like, what is that like?
You have an easier life on the media side, and it's not that you don't work as hard. It's more that your brain can shut off. It just never stops on the team side. And even when there's quote unquote a break, like your brain just never stops churning. So I'd say that's probably the biggest difference, is that you can kind of exhale more. On the media side. So anyway, they're both fun in their own way. So it's hard for me to say like one is better than the other. But in terms of kind of having a balanced life, yeah, the media side is probably a little better.
I can see that.
Hey, John, help me out with the Philadelphia 76ers. Is this a coach thing or a general manager thing? And what I mean is, you know, do they have the right personnel, the right people, or do they have the right coach? How do you blow a 26-point lead at home after you blew an 18-point lead the game before? It's just you got the better players. What's wrong with the Sixers?
Okay, so I think it's a few different things going on at once. I do think they made some interesting strategic choices, let's say, that probably weren't beneficial. Like when the Hawks are doing Hacka, Ben, like the Sixers had an entirely offensive lineup out there, but if they're hacking Simmons, that's your offense every play, right? So just put your best defensive players on the court with them then. So you can stop the Hawks, and they didn't really do that. But I think the largest issue, though, is just Simmons with Embiid. And I think they've really tried to put in different pieces to make this work. And I think it's really at the point where you say, when you get to the playoffs and teams can scheme for you and do different things, like, it's just hard to have great half-court offense with a dominant post player, with a guy who's playing with him who is never going to shoot from the perimeter. I mean, these last two games in the second half, he's taken like two shots, and they were both alley-oops. Is that right?
Ridiculous.
And then the foul shooting, too, obviously, is another layer to it. And it's a shame because with Simmons and Embiid, they ought to be dominant defensively anyway. They got torched at the end of the game last night, But just offensively, the way the NBA is set up right now, if you can't play offense with at least four guys out, you just can't score enough, no matter what you have at the other end. So, I think that's something they really have to look at. Is do they need to go in a different direction with this partnership? Because I think Simmons is a guy who on a different team could actually be a lot more valuable. If there were four other guys around him who could shoot and you could play him like as a kind of, you know, junk ball five in certain lineups and stuff, I think you'd see his value go up. But it doesn't really work doing that with him on this team with Embiid already there.
No, I agree. You could actually kind of play him like Milwaukee does with Giannis. Yeah. So let me ask you, if you were running the Sixers, and let's say they lose this series or lose in the next round, what would be your offseason priority? Like, what would you do with Simmons or Embiid or what?
I think you have to figure out if you can convert Simmons into another perimeter player who's, I would say, like so a trading. More traditional perimeter player where it's, you know, the shooting, the passing, the offense. Maybe he isn't a dominant defender, but that type of player. And it's always hard when you talk about trading a star because you're trying to get another star back, and there's not that many of them, and most of them are not on the trade market. So it's a difficult ask, but at the same time, I think the Sixers owe it to themselves to figure out if this is really the best pairing for Embiid. And I think it has to go that way because Embiid is the dominant player of the two. So I think you have to look at what is the best we can do around Embiid. And I just don't think the Simmons piece of it fits as well as it needs to fit to win a championship.
How about talking about winning a championship? Brooklyn has a shot. What did you make of Durant's performance? No Kyrie. Harden 1-for-10, you know, just was out there and facilitating but didn't have his legs, couldn't make any shots. How big of a performance was that down by, what were they down by, 17 in the third quarter and come back and win that game?
Unbelievable performance. As much as the Bucks have been criticized and some of the things I think could be criticized that they did, like you go back and look, like Durant hit some pretty tough shots. I mean, and in some pretty difficult situations, shots that normally you'd probably be okay with, you know, giving up if you're a defense, but he's so big and he's such a good shooter. He just gets it off right over the top of the defense. And for him, it is not a difficult shot, especially the 1 3-pointer he made right toward the end, at the end of the shot clock, just off one dribble and chucked it up going to his right. And yeah, I mean, that was like the cherry on the sundae, right? An all-time performance, I would say. Probably the definitive Durant performance in his career.
Mm. Quickly, John, if you can, within a minute, what do you make of the injuries? You saw LeBron James tweeting about the condensed offseason. You buy that, or what are your thoughts?
I mean, it was about the Benjamins, right? That's why they did this. When you go into October of the previous season, you have to squeeze the next off season, the next two off seasons, really, like an accordion, just to get in another season in between. I don't know what other choice they had. They had to pull the time out of somewhere. So unless they were going to play a massively shorter season and lose out on a lot of money because of that, this was the best alternative, the least bad alternative, basically.
Right, and the players bought in, and I don't blame them, but they were going to lose what, between 500 billion or 500 million and a billion?
And a billion, yeah.
So
it was a lot of money.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. John, great stuff.
Thank you, my man.
We love to have you back in the media.
Up. Thanks for having me on the show.
We'll get you on in the future, man. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. Aaron Rodgers is being called selfish. Is that right? Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This sounds like some type of show out of Compton or something. What is it? What show is this?
It's an old one, see?
TV theme song.
It's an old one, Chris. This is
You know it, Rob?
A Couple of Brothers.
Yes, sir.
Kenan and Kel.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I never watched that. I only saw the one. I mean, I saw bits and pieces, but.
I saw bits
only
and pieces,
one,
too.
Yeah. And obviously, the one was, is it Kel, Kenan? Which one's on Saturday Night Live?
Kenan. Kenan is the one, right? He's the one who made it big.
He's the longest running dude I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live.
Right. No, he's a.
Which
he got a
is good,
show on, he had a show on NBC, but he's been on for a long time.
You guys know who sang that song?
No, who was that?
It sound, no, don't tell me.
Come
was
on,
that Coolio?
C.
Coolio?
No. Keep going.
DJ Quick.
Old Dirty B.
Dirty B.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's a TV theme song Thursday with the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's go to the NFL quickly, Rob. We keep bringing this up. Aaron Rodgers. And an anonymous former GM, Rob, said this. He told Mike
Lombardo. Ron Wolf. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know who it was, but... He said this about Aaron Rodgers. The guy's selfish. Teammates don't like him. Coaches don't like him. It's all about Aaron. They all deal with him because he's a superstar. He helps guys make money and put food on the table for their kids, and people respect him for that. I don't know whether that's the case or not. I'm sure, obviously, there are probably some people that don't like him in the locker room, others that do. But I'll say this, Rob. I don't know if he's a selfish person or not. I do think this is becoming selfish. This whole situation, because if it was about the money, I would get that. And I know you think it may be, but, you know, there's indications it's not, right? They're willing to go contract extension. He's not really hearing it. You just keep hearing he wants out. It's really the way he's treated. And I just think you're under contract. If it's not about the money, then it really just seems to boil down. Your feelings are hurt. And you're putting an entire team of players. Forget the front office. I'm talking about your teammates, the dudes you go to battle with. They're counting on you. And I think I understand it. Again, if it's the money and it's your time to get paid and they're not trying to do you right, that's one thing. But just because your feelings are hurt because they didn't pick up the phone and call you, and I get it, you're upset. Speak your piece. Let them know what you feel, whatever. But, and if Rob, it's like, I'm out, I don't care, then say it. Stop playing the games because maybe you're talking to guys off the record or you're talking to them privately, but does Devontae Adams know what's really going on? Does Aaron Jones know what's really going on? Do his teammates know what's really going on? I'd like to see him just come out and say, look, I want out. I've had a great run with the Packers. I'm bothered by the way the organization's run. I don't like the way they've treated me and just some other things they've done. I want out. So your teammates at least know, all right, we got to move on. I think it's becoming a selfish act.
Well, anytime it is about you and it is about him, it's selfish. It's still by definition is selfish because it is about him and he's on a team.
Not thinking about anybody else, right?
Yeah, and that's really what it is. What the problem is has he addressed it, Chris? I'm going to assume, because the only things I've seen from his teammates is that they're in full support of him. So I'm assuming he's communicated with those guys. I mean, right? Haven't you seen those quotes? I've seen those quotes.
He's talked to. I mean, Adams, yeah, I haven't seen it. But, you know, I would hope, Rob, that they've talked.
Yeah, I would think so. Because at some point then, if he's not communicating with them, then they would turn on him. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You can tell because when there came a point in Kawhi's career in San Antonio where they were sicking the dogs on him. Am I right, Chris?
Tony Parker? But remember, he wasn't that star that he is now.
No,
remember,
but I'm just saying, but still, Tony Parker went out. But Tony Parker went public against him. And so does Manu Ginobili. Yeah. You never hear that. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I just think if I'm one of his teammates, and again, if it's happening behind the scenes, then fine. But I'd want to know, Rob. I'd want to just, like you said, it's a team sport. There are certain situations where it just affects you, you know, and you can be, all you have to worry about is yourself. But this is a team sport, and you are the quarterback, and there are other guys depending on you. You know, so I do think it's becoming a selfish act. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You'll be able to call in next hour. Keep it locked. We got 2 hours to go. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.